of Constitutions and Calm. By the time you hear these words, perhaps the new constitution of Iraq will have been written and accepted by the political leaders of the country. Perhaps there will still be conflict. At any rate, given the inordinate attention devoted to the subject, American political leaders are promoting the myth that the writing and signing of the Iraq Constitution will be a signal shift in their march towards democracy. We're led to believe that the creation of such a document portends the era of progress in the country. But the Iraq that exists, chaotic, dangerous, and indeed deadly to Iraqi, American, and foreigner alike, will be the very same place a day, a week, a month, perhaps for years afterwards. It is commonplace for Americans, especially today, to look at the U.S. Constitution as the work of demigods, of men who were not quite human. They're reverently referred to in terms that reflect America's deep civil religion as the Founding Fathers, or most often simply as the Founders. One of these men, who was among them, certainly didn't think of his contemporaries that way. As Thomas Jefferson, in the last days of his presidency, wrote to James Madison, "Some men look at constitutions with sanctimonious reverence and deem them like the Ark of the Covenant, too sacred to be touched. They ascribe to the men of the preceding age a wisdom more than human, and suppose what they did to be beyond amendment. I knew that age well. I belonged to it and labored with it. It deserved well of its country. It was very like the present, but without the experience of the present, and 40 years' experience in government is worth a century of book reading. And this, they would say themselves, were they to rise from the dead." Constitutions, even the U.S. one, aren't manna passed down from heaven. They're political documents written by men and sometimes women, designed to set down founding principles. Nor do they always mean what they say. For how else can one explain the American practice of adding amendments to the Constitution and then virtually ignoring them for better than a century? The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, commonly known as the Reconstruction Amendments, were passed by the Congress and ratified by the states between 1865 and 1870. In many states, like Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi, for example, it was as if such amendments didn't even exist. Although these amendments abolished slavery, protected citizenship rights, and embraced voting rights, these and other states enacted laws which violated their meaning and spirit. Slavery became peonage, and in some places, through the Black Codes, excuses to incarcerate blacks and bind them to service to landowners. Voting and other citizenship rights were cruel jokes violated by such local practices as grandfather clauses, which meant unless your grandfather voted, you couldn't. It took social movements like the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s to create a Voting Rights Act in 1965. Iraq today is a nation in chaos. It will be in chaos tomorrow. The problem isn't language. It's reality. It is the occupation that is in place to install photogenic puppets to rule on behalf of the Americans. No constitution will change that. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.